today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're going to be in Psalm 98, and I hope you'll pick up your Bible and join us today as we consider His Word. We're doing something special for the next few weeks. We don't do this all year long, just as we kind of come down to the last couple of months of the year. A number of years ago, I wrote a little book called Consider His Word, same name as this program. The book is a daily devotional, and as you read through the book, it will take you through the Bible in a year if you want to do that. You don't have to do that, but for every day for the year, it has a devotional for that day. It also has a place where you can write your own prayer requests and your own thoughts and things like that, and we'd like to make the book available to you. It'd make a great gift as we come up toward the Christmas season. It's going to be here before you know it, and so we're making an offer for this book. We normally sell it on the website for about $25, but for the holiday season, we're going to make it available to you for $20. That's right, just $20 gift to this program, and it will help us to air this program for the coming year, but also I believe it will be a blessing to you. So write to us, send us a check or money order. It's really the only way that we have to receive funds at this point. And we'll get the book out to you as soon as we can. Again, $20, that's postage paid. We're not tacking anything on extra. So for $20, you can get the book. Now, normally the book sells for about $28. And so we've reduced the price of the book. I think we sell it on the website for $25. So for $20, we'll make this book available to you today. So you can get it simply by writing to us here at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. I give it to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, also for the next couple of months, we have these great little magnetic calendars that we're going to be sending out, and these are absolutely free. All you have to do is simply write to us and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today. Give us an address, and we'll send one back to you. And I'll make you this promise. I'm not going to be sending you tons and tons of email. I don't do that. I'll tell you one. A few years ago, I made a donation to a radio ministry, and I'm still getting mail from them. And I won't do that to you. You'll simply receive the calendar in the mail with our blessing, and we hope that you'll post it somewhere where you can remember to pray for us and as a reminder to listen to our program. And so the calendars are absolutely free. Again, you can write to the address I gave you previously, or you can just simply send me an email at considerhisword@gmail.com, or you can go through the website at considerhisword.org. There's a link there that says contact us, and you can just write to us that way, and we'll get the calendar out to you, or you can request a book. Now, you can order the book through the website, but I think those extra charges will be there. We'll see if we can fix that. Then one other thing I want to mention. We now have a Facebook page, and I know there are so many issues with Facebook, but we want to be able to connect with our listeners. And so simply go to Facebook.com/ consider his word, and you should be able to find the page. If not, just search for it. Like the page, and you'll get announcements occasionally and little updates from time to time. And so go and check that out. Psalm 98. Don't you love the Psalms? I love reading the Psalms. I've read through the Psalms a couple of times this year. And they're such a blessing and such a comfort sometimes. I want to read Psalm 98. We're going to read the entire Psalm. It's only 9 verses. And we're going to go back through it. The theme of this Psalm is a new song. And so we're going to be talking about this new song, possibly today and possibly next week. So let's begin. Psalm 98, the Bible says, "O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with a harp and the voice of the psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he commandeth, for he cometh to judge the earth with righteousness, shall he judge the world, and the people with equity." A new song. You know, it's amazing how many songs that we hear, and so many songs that come out of misery. It seems like when people get lonely or when they have heartache or something like that, that they begin to write these songs that are miserable. But now we sing a new song. They sing songs of loneliness and of heartbreak, songs of hopelessness, songs of lost love, all of these kinds of things. But God has given us a new song, and we sing it unto the Lord. He said in verse 1, he said, "O sing unto the Lord." And so we sing this song not for ourselves, not for entertainment, not for a number one hit, but we sing it unto the Lord to honor him and to worship him. Now, it's interesting that this song, and of course, this would have been a song. It would have had music. The Psalms were set to music at one time. We don't have that music anymore. And I know many have set Psalms to music, and many of them are very, very beautiful, and I love to hear them. But this psalm, or this song, if you will, comes with some instructions. In verse 4, he tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Now, I know that, you know, I don't know how many times I have heard people get up to sing, and they'll say something like, "Well, I'm not a very good singer, but I'll make a joyful noise unto the Lord." You know, the word here is very interesting. When he talks about a joyful noise, it comes from a Hebrew word that means to shout, and to shout in triumph or in victory. A joyful sound might sound like something like, "Hooray, we win." It's a shout that we would shout in applause and a shout for joy. And he tells us how to do it to make this joyful noise. It, by the way, it's a loud noise. It's an impulsive noise to sing unto the Lord. Who are the participants? He said, all the earth. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. This song is for everybody. And every time that this song is lifted to the Lord, we ought to say those words we often hear. Sing along and join in. We rejoice with joy and ring it out with joy. And the Bible says that we sing praise. He tells us to make the music with all kinds of voices and with instruments. Of course, the singing would be with the voices, but in verse 5, he said to sing to the Lord with the harp. And the voice of a psalm. I don't know what this harp was like, but mine has either 5 or 6 strings. Sometimes I play a banjo, sometimes I play a guitar. And either way, I make a joyful noise to sing unto the Lord and to worship him. This song has a number of characteristics. By the way, not only did he talk about singing with the voices and with instruments, but that the earth itself would join into the song. In verse 8, let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. This is a song that everybody can join in. Now, I want you to notice several things about this psalm. First of all, and I think this is pretty obvious here, that it's a song of worship. Let me read it again. Oh, sing a song. Sing unto the Lord a new song, for he had done marvelous things. His right hand and his only arms hath begotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. It's a song of worship. For God has done marvelous things. It's so good for us to sometimes just to sit down and think through the marvelous things that God has done for us. The things he's done for us today, or maybe this week, to walk out and see a beautiful sunset. It's amazing that no matter where you go in the world, you will see a beautiful sunset. Oh, here in the Everglades, we have some amazing sunsets. But I know they do as well all over the country. And to go out and see such a beautiful sight and know that God made it and God put it there, it would cause us to worship him in all of his creation and all that he's done for us. And what he's done specifically for you and how he's blessed you, how he's blessed you in his provision. Now, God has given you everything that you need. How God offers his protection and watches over us. You know, we worship the Lord because he alone is worthy of our praise. The Bible says to let us magnify his name together. I've been reading and I've been hearing about recently where people are beginning to make a gratitude journal. And I think that's a good thing. We ought to come to some point every day when we are thankful for what God has done for us, the marvelous things that he has done, how wonderfully he has blessed us, how wonderfully he has blessed you. God blesses us every day, and we ought to take that time to worship him and to thank him. One of my favorite verses I quoted often, Psalm 29:2, give unto the Lord the glory that is due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. And I hope you worship the Lord today and you'll lift up a new song to him in worship. The time is gone. We'll finish this next week. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.